Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Dubbed a cello goddess by The New Yorker, Maya Beiser has captivated audiences worldwide with her virtuosity, eclectic repertoire, and relentless quest to redefine her instrument's boundaries. Tonight at 8:30 p.m., Maya will perform with special guest pianist Anel Fox in the Spiegel Tent at Bard College as part of their Summerscape season. Tonight's program is entitled The Music of Astor Piazzolla and Beyond. Beiser and Fox will perform their unique take on the music of Astor Piazzolla and the early style of tango. The evening will also include original works and arrangements by Fox, and new works developed by Beiser during her residency at the Spiegel Tent over the last few days. It is a pleasure to welcome Maya Beiser back to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah. Happy to be here.
The concert in the Spiegel Tent is partially the music of Astor Piazzolla and beyond. I want to start with the Astor Piazzolla part. For folks who mayn't be familiar with him, could you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, Astor Piazzolla is probably the most known figure in the Argentinian tango style. He was an incredible bandoneon player and a composer. He was just, really brilliant performer and composer who elevated the tango music, which came really from the streets of Buenos Aires, and he elevated into a concert form. So that's in a nutshell.
and a bandoneon is kind of like an accordion. It's akin to an
accordion. It's the Argentinian accordion, yes.
How did you discover his music, and what made you want to put together a concert of his music?
Well, I have many years that I've played Piazzolla and that I've been really interested in. I grew up in a kibbutz in Israel, actually, but it was an Argentinian kibbutz. So I've heard tango music pretty much from the first day. and so I've been always very interested in that music, and not just Piazzolla, but other wonderful tango artists. But he especially was someone that I've always loved and always was interested in his music. I've collaborated with numerous people who worked with Piazzolla. I did several albums of his music, and I've worked quite a bit with a wonderful pianist who was in the Piazzolla band for many years. So I have a many years of interest in that music, and it's always something that kind of I've done in different ways throughout my career.
For this concert at Bard, you'll be performing with Donal Fox on piano. Tell us about him.
Donal is a unique and really fantastic artist, and he invited me to perform with him at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival a few years ago. That's how we met, and he happens to be interested in Piazzolla as well. What we're trying to do with this concert is to not just play Piazzolla's music, but also to sort of show his whole world and all the different influences that he brought into his music. So there will be Bach and jazz and other music that kind of influenced Piazzolla throughout his work, as well as some Piazzolla tunes, which we're bringing our own take to them.
And that work will be developed. You're doing a short residency in the Spiegel Tent before the concert.
We're doing a short residency there, and I'm also going to be working with the wonderful guy by the name of Michael McQuilkin, who is sort of a Renaissance man in a way and does a lot of things. So we're Michael and I are going to develop some things. It's an open-ended kind of thing, and hard to tell what will come out of it. But it would be a lot of fun.
Sure. This concert, as we've just mentioned, you're playing with with a pianist, with Donnell Fox. Mm-hmm. You play solo, of course, and with orchestra, and for opera, and all kinds of different setups and for different kinds of music. Do you have a preference, or in what ways is it different to perform by yourself with one person, with a quartet or a quintet or in an orchestra?
Well, you know, it's every project is unique, and I love collaboration. So even when I do my own shows, usually, and some of it, the audience that comes to the Spiegel tent will see, but I do, you know, collaborations with visual artists. I do a lot of multimedia performance. Mm-hmm. I also create, I love creating sort of this huge soundscape with the cello. So I do a lot of things where I just create, you know, multiply the cello, you know, 20 times, create live loops and some pre-recorded things, and just create this huge, you know, sound and just range of stuff that comes out of the instrument. But, you know, it's all of them, and whether I'm alone on stage, I'm never really alone, because uh-huh. pretty much every concert is a collaboration, you know, and there are always a lot of people. Sometimes they're on stage, sometimes they're behind the scene. But such as, you know, with, you mentioned opera, but this piece that I developed that I played at BAM last year, actually it was this year. No, it was last year.
Okay.
It was last, this season, you know, fall of 2012. It was, I called it Cella Opera. It was really, you know, this kind of extensive multimedia piece, and it included a lot of visual artists and a director and a writer. And so, you know, it's always a collaboration. Performing with Donnell is a lot of fun, because there's the element, the unpredictability element of improvising, and he's an incredible improviser, and he can take any style of music and just kind of go with it, you know. So whether it's Bach or Piazzolla or Dowland, or, you know, we're playing all kinds of things, and so it's just always there's the element of surprise, and where you're not sure where you're going, and it keeps you on edge, and it's a lot of fun, not just for the performer but also for the audience.
I want to ask you a little bit more about loops and how you start doing that. It's something that not a ton of people do. Certainly, you're not alone in doing it, of course. But mm-hmm. how do you, at some point, you decide you want to learn how to do that, and get your pedals and everything and start learning how to do it? Does it take a lot of practice to get good at it?
Yeah, it actually does. You know, I mean, my evolution as an artist has been such that, I'm classically trained, mm-hmm. but early on in my career, I've decided that I wanted to really take the cello to new realms, you know, and I wanted to try to find just new ways of expressing myself through the instrument. So I've opened myself up to a lot of different genres and also to technology. And, you know, it takes skill, and it takes finding the right people to work with and learning how to do that. But it's a lot of fun, because we live now in a world where we can really do this kind of things. You know, we can take an acoustic instrument and kind of make magic, you know, and it's great, because sky is the limit, and I'm doing a lot of collaborations and a lot of stuff with technology coming up this year. I'm working on a project that will feature an LED cello that will have interactive technology, not just interactive audio, but also interactive visuals, you know, that will respond to my body temperature and to my movements and all kinds of things with visuals. So that,
wow.
You know, yeah, there's so many things you can do these days with technology. And my sort of, you know, guiding principle is always that I don't want technology to overtake the music. You know, ultimately for me, it needs to be about the music and about the experience and that. But I want to use it in a way that not necessarily to wow people, but rather just to kind of like take them into this world. So it's like, you know, it's, you dream something and you have all these technology, all this wonderful, you know, tools in at your disposal. So to use, and if you use it right, it's wonderful. You know, you can really create an amazing universe. So for me, a concert experience, that's what it needs to be. You know, it's kind of taking people in and into a whole universe. And so I do that with loops and many other things. Loops is sort of like, you know, a very simple word to describe it, because
right.
It's a lot more complex than just loops.
Maya Beiser will perform the music of Astor Piazzolla and Beyond with special guest Donnell Fox tonight in the Spiegel Tent at Bard College. To learn more, visit fishercenter.bard.edu or mayabeiser.com. Maya Beiser is MayaBeiser.com. MayaBeiser.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.